Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. I had an opportunity to sit down with President Trump and ask him some questions about the Arizona audit, about whether or not he's going to run again in 2024. This episode, I do a little bit news of the day. We talk about how parents are having their children be turned against them, talk a little bit Olympics, but we also get to my interview with President Trump. So hang through the episode and you're going to enjoy hearing whether or not Trump's going to run again in 2024. I think he gives the most solid impression of whether or not he's going to run or not on our program. So listen very carefully and listen through the whole episode. If you want to support our program and our mission to reach millions of young people, please go to charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, you can become a partner like James from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who, thank you, by the way, who got behind our efforts because he wants to help us reach millions of young people every single month. It's charliekirk.com/support. It helps cover the effort, the costs associated. It helps us hire more staff and travel the country. I want to thank Randy from Eden Prairie. Thank you. I want to thank Jennifer from Tempe, Arizona. Thank you. I want to thank Eric from St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you. Lisa from Torrance, California. Thank you. Dave from Oklahoma, thank you. And Mike from Scottsdale, Arizona, for becoming a monthly supporter. Thank you. CharlieKirk.com/support. That's CharlieKirk.com/support. If you're inspired by this episode and you like the work we are doing and you want to say, hey, I want to help you, Charlie, and help your team do what you do best. And just the last week, Turning Point USA hosted its Student Action Summit. Spoke in Albuquerque, 3 speeches in Roswell, New Mexico. We did our Turning Point Action event in Phoenix. We're back in Phoenix now, giving you the news and also this conversation with Donald Trump. So please support us if you can. CharlieKirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim under seas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be. Maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. I want to get to some news here that has happened in the Scottsdale Unified School District and also in Minnesota. They're very similar stories. They're different in some regards, but they're similar in what they're trying to achieve. At the Scottsdale Unified School District, which is generally known as a conservative area, the administration has been sending out, they say it's now by mistake, social and emotional learning guides. The Scottsdale Unified School District, which, by the way, they still do not hold in-person school board meetings. They're still not holding meetings where they allow taxpayers to show up for public comment. I wonder why. Well, the Scottsdale Unified School District sent this out to parents across the school district. Parent legal guardian consent to participation in social and emotional behavior learning. The electronic signature attached to this annual verification packet authorizes SUSD to complete an emotional health and wellness screening of my child and to collect personal information, including, but not limited to, income or other family information, medical history or medical information, mental health history or mental health information, and quality of home and interpersonal relationships, student biometric information, or illegal, antisocial, or self-incriminating behavior, or individuals with a close relationship of gun or ammunition ownership. The Scottsdale Unified School District continues by saying to these parents, I fully understand that upon my request, SUSD shall provide any available information regarding the screening to me in a timely manner, including the dates, methods used, information collected, and the reason for administration. Why is the Scottsdale Unified School District, they're backing away from this now, obviously, but why are they trying to find out whether or not children have gun owners as parents? Why is the Scottsdale Unified School District trying to find out about the quality of home and interpersonal relationships, students' biometric information, illegal or antisocial or self-incriminating behavior? And then in Minnesota, an even more disturbing story, fourth graders at the Sartell St. Stephen School District were asked to take an equity survey administered by the Equity Alliance of Minnesota. You see, basically, here's how this all works. You have a guy that was likely overdosing on drugs, that was dealing counterfeit bills, and was not treated properly by a police officer. And now we have to change our entire civilization. Just want to make sure we're all tracking that correctly. So now in Minnesota, which is where obviously George Floyd died, they are implementing by decree equity surveys. You see that? You have a guy who went up to a pregnant woman and put a gun to her belly, who was a repeated criminal offender, who is probably high. We know he was high on drugs. We don't know if it was a lethal amount. We do know that in certain medical examinations. But somehow that incident last May now gives an excuse that fourth graders have to take an equity survey. But get this. The survey asks questions that some students didn't understand, even after hearing the explanation from their teacher. But this is the amazing thing. They were informed not to tell their parents that they were taking this survey. Fourth grader Haley Yasker, sitting alongside her mother on Fox and Friends, said that the questions were confusing and made her very nervous and uncomfortable. In fact, they were instructed not to tell their parent or their guardian. And there's evidence that this is all across the state of Minnesota. What would the agenda possibly be for Scottsdale and Minnesota, that the Sartell St. Stephen School District, to try to turn children against their parents, to try to get as much information as possible? Well, those of us that enjoy and know history, we know that a pattern of the tyrants is to turn children against their parents. That the bond between parent and child, if it can be broken, then the state or government will fill that void. For every parent listening right now, I hope you know, there is a diabolical campaign right now to undermine you. That there is a well-funded effort to try and turn your child against you. You might not think that's actually happening. It's happening in pop culture. It's happening in media. Do you notice that some of the greatest insults that are told are, oh, that's so antiquated. That's outdated. That's something your parents would believe in. You see, it goes even further than that. Almost every single successful dictator in the 20th century, from Mao Zedong to Stalin, they had massive efforts to use government power to strip children away from their parents. In Orwell's 1984, which we talk about a lot here, I feel as if we are all students of Orwell because we're living in his world, children reported on their parents, and parents grew afraid of their children. Where do you think we got the expression Mother Russia from? We got that expression from Stalin teaching children that their true mother was not their biological mother, but the government of the Soviet Union. This is happening in Scottsdale, Arizona, St. Stephen, Minnesota, where the instructions are to tell children, your parents are fools, the state is right, we will take care of you. And I'm here trying to pull the fire alarm for parents across America, that your children are being propagandized and they are being instructed and motivated to turn against you. The only one of the Ten Commandments with a promise is honor your mother and father so that you may live long and peaceful in the land of which you are in. If we dare not honor the generation that came before us, and we allow this deconstructionist agenda to continue, this and this alone could be one of the most detrimental trends in America. Because in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Minnesota, they're trying to break the ancestral bond between parent and child. Who's your wireless provider? AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. What if I told you PureTalk USA uses the exact same network as one of those carriers? Same tower, same exact coverage, but literally costs you half. I know it sounds crazy. When I first heard about PureTalk, I thought, this is too good to be true. Sarah from Abilene, Texas says, the service is amazing. Love the price. The speed is quick. The reception is perfect. Eugene from Granbury, Texas, good service. Haven't any problems in our travels. We move around the state pretty much. Since giving up AT&T, we really don't feel there's any difference in the quality. We're getting ready to put our service on our iPads as well. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone. They'll just send you a SIM card so you can get the same great service you currently have at half the price. So why is it so much cheaper than AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile? Well, the average person is saving $400 a year. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. So here's the deal. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, plus 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. All you need to do is grab your phone and dial #250 and say, Charlie Kirk. That's #250. Say keyword Charlie Kirk. And when you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Keyword Charlie Kirk, #250. This last weekend was the Protect Elections rally brought to you by Turning Point Action. I learned a lot about where the conservative movement is and where it's going. And I want to get into that. I want to make sure that we hit this one story. It's very, very important, which is vaccine mandates are coming right now to America. We've been warning against this. We knew that there would be a case for this. Now, there might be a case that if you're over the age of 70, maybe the vaccine is the best decision for you. I have seen some data that COVID could be a bigger threat for certain senior citizens than the vaccine. But if you're under the age of 30, the risk of dying from the Chinese coronavirus, according to Alex Berenson, is almost, quote, immeasurable. Almost. And we have heard on this program story after story of potential issues and complications. So therefore, we should yield when there's complex situations that require nuance and personalization. Then, of course, you should not have mandates. Are we going to mandate people's diet? Are we going to mandate certain medicine for people when they walk into certain restaurants? Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's already made a spectacle of turning New York City into a dystopian nightmare after he woke up after his third blunt of weed He says that there's going to be a mandate for all city employees to be vaccinated starting September 13th. Play cut two, please.
On September 13th, which is the first full day of school, every single city employee will be expected to be either vaccinated or be tested weekly. This means everybody, because September is when the rubber hits the road, and this is when we have to make the difference, and so this mandate will be in place.
I really want to have one of these revolutionary types walk me through, especially Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders would be perfect, and they're welcome on my show. Why their whole campaign is about sowing skepticism towards big pharma and big industry, and now they so shamelessly shill for the very same companies they say that are trying to ruin us. Can anyone explain that to me? About how the Democrats have made lifelong crusades around trying to challenge and break up the biggest industries in America, especially the pharmaceutical industries. But now the Democrat Party, when the rubber hits the road, George Wilhelm de Blasio, isn't his real name Wilhelm or something? Right? He changed his name from Wilhelm to de Blasio. All of a sudden, he now wants to push for the very same companies he doesn't think should exist. Do you know that AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson? I'm missing one, I think, right? There's five. Is there four? AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. There's one more I think I'm missing. Anyway, you know they are making billions of dollars off of this. There's a very simple question that should be asked. And if we had a fair and honest press, the New York Times would ask this question, which is, what is the incentive structure and the kickback model that big pharma, the very same companies that try to addict us to popping pills, are using to try and maybe over-inoculate the American society? I get it that if you're over the age of 70, that should be vastly available for you, if it should be your choice. But why now the sudden push for 10 and 15-year-olds or 5-year-olds to get vaccinated? What's the agenda there? Is there money behind it? These are questions that should be asked. Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from visiting, from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/charlie. That's expressvpn.com/charlie to learn more. Feels like it's been a very long month in the last week. We had our Student Action Summit in Turning Point USA, Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, where we had over 4,000 students from all across the country. And then we went to Albuquerque for the launch of another partner in what we're doing with Freedom Night in America, Steve Smotherman, great guy, came back to Phoenix to then host the president at Turning Point Action, Rally to Protect Elections. It was probably one of the coolest venues we've ever done an event in. It was awesome. And we had first a gubernatorial forum, and I think I'm moderating another gubernatorial forum tomorrow night. A lot of applause for Carrie Lake. A lot of people like Carrie Lake. Great speeches from all people. Then the Senate candidates spoke. We had the delegation speak. I gave some remarks, and we're going to be posting those. Got a lot of positive feedback from that. And then the president arrived,
And I just want to say this. He traveled 10 hours round trip that day. Not on Air Force One. He did that just to be in Arizona to give a boost of confidence to the grassroots. And I can tell you one thing that I learned from the base of the Republican Party. They are not going to be satisfied with simply lip service of turn the page on Peter Strzok, turn the page on Lisa Page, get it? Turn the page on James Comey. Turn the page on Hunter Biden, who is selling pieces of art, by the way, for $500,000. And I got to give credit to the Democrats. I thought they figured out every single way to allegedly launder money. Art is the most brilliant one. I saw this. I said, this is brilliant because modern art is all garbage anyway. So, I mean, they literally have. Did you know that in the Guggenheim Museum years ago, they had a golden urinal and they called it America? And you could pay money to go relieve yourself on America? This is the status of modern art. It all started with, oh, what was his name? He was some French name, like Marshall. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who signed the urinal in the 1920s? Duchamp? You'll just signed urinal. Anyway, got to give the Democrats credit. And the conservative base and patriotic Americans are losing patience. Marcel Duchamp. I wasn't that far off. Marcel Duchamp. Cool. They want a constitutional reset. They are seeing Trump supporter after Trump supporter being endlessly investigated by the Department of Justice. They are seeing, breaking this last weekend, the Department of Justice will not investigate Andrew Cuomo, Gretchen Whitmer, or Gavin Newsom for putting infected patients into nursing homes, which almost was a guarantee to contribute to the deaths of people in nursing homes. Someone just sent us an email at freedom@charliekirk.com. Don Jr. needs to sell art. He'd get indicted if he did that. That's the way it works. If Don Jr. announced that he has like a Salvador Dali, kind of like the dream thing, like he's on LSD and he wants to create a bunch of like melting clocks or whatever. I actually kind of liked Dali's work. Then all of a sudden, you know, they'd send the ATF after him or whatever. And so my conversation with President Trump, you guys can listen to the whole thing by subscribing to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. We're going to play it for you right here. But if you want to listen to it back, just subscribe to our podcast. We talk about the Arizona audit. And we ask, is he going to be running in 2024? So as you listen and watch this interview, email me your thoughts. Maybe you're listening on the Flag Radio Network up in North Dakota. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you want to see Trump run again? Well, I can tell you this. A former president without a rock band or a comedian or Cirque du Soleil being able to get 5,000 people inside and 5,000 people outside in the middle of the summer in Phoenix, Arizona, it's pretty remarkable. Let's listen to my exclusive interview with the 45th president, Donald Trump. Yeah. Audit results are out. What are your thoughts?
Well, the results are just ridiculous. The election in so many states, not just Arizona, but in so many states was false. It was a rigged election. It was stolen. Everyone knows it. A lot of Reiners don't like talking about it, but the real Republicans want to talk about it. And you see the kind of crowds we have today. They're so angry in Arizona. They're angry in Georgia. They're angry in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And, you know, we won most of these states. We won Florida and records. We won Ohio. We won all of these states. But five or six states were just terrible. What happened? Probably happened in the others, too. But you don't look at them the same way because you won. But the level of crooked and corrupt politics, I don't think has ever happened to this extent. It's a shame. It's a shame. And they're destroying our country.
So a lot of Republicans are getting in the way of the audit. You are the head of the Republican Party, highest approval rating ever for a president. What's your message to Republicans that are getting in the way of election integrity?
Well, it's not a lot of Republicans. It's a small group of Republicans. But, you know, if they're in the right places, they've been there a long time. They want things to be the way it is. They probably have their own deals with Democrats. Leave us alone. Who knows what it is? You know, why would somebody not want election integrity. Why would they want a forensic audit? In other words, let's check to see whether or not it's right. But they don't do it, Charlie. It's the level of corruptness, the level of political shenanigans that's gone on. You know, Wisconsin's coming along great now. They're really into it because they see what's happening. And a lot was learned from Arizona when the really brave senators from state senators from this state, they went out and they did something. And all of a sudden they started looking. You see what's happening in Georgia. Georgia, the numbers are unbelievable what they're finding. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be very interesting.
Ballots going through multiple times, and it's worse than we ever imagined. Last question, Mr. President.
By the way, when you say that, you saw the woman and a group of people come in. They said there was a water main break. There was none. They then walk into a room. They walk under a table. They leave their post. Everybody runs out because they think they're going to drown in a water main. They then come back. She doesn't go back to her booth. They go right into the table. They lift the skirt. And lo and behold, there's boxes of ballots, but they're not ballots because they're in the wrong boxes, right? They're not in the election sealed boxes. And they start stuffing them for hours, stuffing them, right? And they, some three times, some five times, we have it all. We have it in slow motion replay. We have it in 15 different ways. And getting law enforcement, getting judges to act, it's really an incredible thing. They know what's going on, but they're afraid to do it. But we're going to see. Look, the people are so strong. The best thing we have is the people. Our country is being destroyed because of a rigged election.
We couldn't find a venue big enough to be able to fit everybody. Thousands and thousands of people. I asked them, I said, straw poll, who wants to see President Trump run again in 2024? And they lost their mind. Are you able to say, you said you've made a decision. Are you able to say anything?
You're going to be happy. Okay. You'll be happy. I think you're going to be very happy. I know you will. Look, we have a country that was never in better shape. The numbers we were doing, unemployment numbers and employment numbers, depending on your definition. We had 160 million people working. We rebuilt our military. We did right to try where you can get, you know, if you're terminally ill, you can get. This is stuff that people have been wanting to get, Charlie, for 50 years and they couldn't get it. What we did, the vets, we have a 92% approval rating with the vets. And the VA was always a disaster. You know that every night on the news, you'd see these horror stories. We had it fixed. What we did is has been incredible. And they're just destroying it. And then we built most of the wall in a couple of months. It could have been finished. We had to start 2.5 years late because we had all these lawsuits, many brought by Nancy Pelosi and Congress. And we won all the lawsuits. We built the wall. It's almost completed. And now they don't want to finish it. It's not even believable. And they should paint the wall also, by the way, just in case you have any questions about that.
Red, white, and blue. Well, Mr. President, can't wait to see you speak to our crowd out here. And thank you for all you're doing for our country. Thank you.
Thanks.
It was very clear looking at the elected officials there and talking to the voters, the real people that are actually running the party, hopefully running the party, that they see this pattern, this train of abuses, of lies, of treachery and deceit. And they're not going to put up with it. And if Republicans are just going to kind of be the ambassadors of going back to how things used to be, where we lost the country and yet we got invited to the parties, I guess that's the way that the Republican Party used to work, they're not going to put up with it anymore. And obviously, when we talk to the grassroots and the base of the party, people are looking for things to do. I received an email this morning and they said, Charlie, your speech inspired me to now go run for school board locally in Arizona. I said, that's exactly what we need. What made our rally different at Turning Point Action is that we actually deployed the attendees with clipboards and material to be able to go knock on doors afterwards to go make a difference in their community. It's time that we start to do more than just the rallies, and we love rallies. It's time to take back America block by block, school board by school board, bottom up, not top down.
As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Is anti-Americanism a sustainable business model? So the Olympics are on, and I was with my wife, and we were flipping through channels with whatever weird, bizarre service we have, because we don't have DirecTV, so it's like this Roku thing, whatever. I'm so behind on all these different television apps. I don't know. I took like 5 years off from watching TV, and I come back, and everything's changed. You got like apps. It's like a phone. It's really weird. Anyway, so I'm flipping through this, and I'm watching the opening ceremony, and the smear merchant's husband, Chrissy Teigen's husband, who I can never remember his name, Legend, right? John Legend, is that right? I just don't like calling him that. It sounds like a stage name. Is that really his name? Is his name really Legend? Yeah, I'm suspicious of that. Maybe it is. I don't know. So he was singing with Keith Urban, I think. Is that right? Is that? Yeah, John Rogers Stevens. Okay, that's what I thought. His real name's not Legend. Am I right? He just made it up. You see? Trust your gut. Instincts, if rooted in wisdom, won't fail you. I said, there's no way that's that guy. There's nothing legendary about him, okay? It's very average. And his wife is a psychomaniac. I mean, she is out of control. Chrissy Teigen, forget it. Anyway, so he was yelling on screen. Yes, that's exactly right. I'm not totally wrong. Keith Urban. See, I got my pop culture. You got to get Alex Clark in here. She can give me like a sticker or something. So Keith Urban and him was singing this ridiculous, they're singing a globalist anthem. They were singing like, at least the lyrics that I heard, it was, we're all one in the world, and some garbage nonsense about unification and borderless society or whatever. I guess the song was Imagine. And then, is it the John Lennon song? See, it's all coming together. I always use John Lennon as like, you're not going to create the John Lennon world anytime soon, as long as you have the Chinese Communist Party on this planet. Not going to happen, okay? And so, and then this was the end of my Olympics viewing, okay? After 4 seconds, when I saw our Olympic athletes wearing masks, I said, you're done. Forget. I don't care what the rules and the customs are. You're Americans, okay? Wearing masks at the openings, and you're outdoors. And they're all like singing and they're going, they're waving back and forth. Producer Andrew says, Imagine is a piece of existentialist crap. Good. I am not off the target then today. Because sometimes, you know, I go after things and people come after me. Whatever. I don't really care. I knew what I was listening to was a pile of garbage. And I said, hold on a second. This is on NBC, which of course is a communist operation. But it's an American channel. Why aren't you singing like God Bless America? Why aren't you singing like Lee Greenwald's Proud to Be an American? And so the question is, has this now new Olympic strategy working? The TV audience, despite more people being cooped up at home, is down 37% since 2016. It's down 59% from 2012, and I bet it's down probably 80% since the Chi-Coms did the big thing. You know, remember that thing in 2008 with all the timpanis where they basically took all the concentration camp Uyghur Muslims and they said, we're going to teach you to bang on a drum? I'm half kidding, by the way. It was the most choreographed thing. I mean, it was actually beautiful, I have to say. And you kind of see, wow. Authoritarianism can create something in unity. I wonder how their families are doing. It's like kind of one of those things, like if they dare didn't hit the timpani at the right time, their village burns or something, right? Because the whole world was watching. And just thinking back to the Beijing Olympics in 2008,
it was so disgusting how the world was fawning over, look at the choreographic intensity of the Beijing Olympics. The point is that the ratings are down so terribly. And I, for one, I don't really care. I mean, I have to go listen to like these social justice anthems from all these people. And by the way, we got the Shanghai Winter Games coming up next year. I hope that we send no athletes to the Shanghai Winter Games. Zero. None. Boycott it. We'll see. The American ruling class is going to flex its muscles. Meanwhile, LeBron James' Space Jam is such a failure, people don't even know it exists. This should give you some hope, everybody, that wokeism and anti-Americanism is actually unpopular. And there's more of us than you might think. We're not ones to go smash windows and scream in the streets. But when it comes for fair and free elections to represent our side, we're going to win. And we're going to win big. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.